This is the Composer's Datebook for November 27th. I'm John Burge. At 2 p.m. on today's date, in 1855, the first in a series of afternoon chamber music concerts was given at Dodworth's Hall in New York City. As a contemporary newspaper put it, in consequence of the numerous evening engagements of the city, and to enable ladies to be present without escort, it is proposed to give matinees in preference to soirees. The concert was a great success, and many of the fashionably dressed ladies who attended were forced to stand as all available seats were already occupied. In addition to classics by Schubert and Mendelssohn, the audience heard some brand new music, the American premiere of a recently published piano trio by a 21-year-old German composer named Johannes Brahms. The New York Times opined, "The Brahms contained many good points and much sound musicianship, but possessed also the defects of a young writer. The motives seldom fall on the ear freshly." It's doubtful that Brahms ever saw that review or even knew that his trio had been played in America. But in 1889, 35 years later, Brahms extensively revised his youthful work, transforming his first major chamber work into his very last. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.